The Migrant Protection Protocols are better known as Remain in Mexico. This is a Trump-era policy that was condemned by human rights groups and immigration advocates because of the dangers that it placed immigrants in. The Biden administration made this an early priority to terminate MPP, and he did earlier this year. But then the states of Texas and Missouri sued, saying that the Biden administration did this erroneously, and a federal judge agreed with them and ordered the Biden administration to restart the program.
Because of a federal court order, this thing that we thought would end with the Trump administration isn't actually going away. And now people are asking, what does this mean for asylum seekers? Today, we're talking to Arlise about the revival of the Remain in Mexico program. We're going to revisit the story of one family who dealt with the awful ramifications of this program. And we're also going to unpack how the Biden administration is promising that this version of Remain in Mexico is going to look different, and why it's being revived in the first place. So is it fair to say the Biden administration is being forced by the courts to restart this program?
Yes. Even in their own words, they call this the court-ordered re-implementation of MPP.
I would say first to all of these people that it is not our preference to be re-implementing and reinstituting the Migrant Protection Program. We are doing that because of a court order and legal requirement to do so, and that we have put in place a number of changes to make from the Department of Homeland Security to improve some humanitarian components. But we still feel that the program is inefficient, inhumane, and we are not did not eagerly re-implement it, I should say.
So the court ordered the Biden administration to restart the program because they felt that the memo that the Biden administration issued to end it was done improperly, that the justification they provided wasn't in compliance, that it was capricious in the way they had done it. So essentially the writing of the memo to end it did not comply with federal rules. On the flip side of that, leaders in Texas and Missouri, both of whom have been extremely critical of the Biden administration and their management of border issues, felt that MPP under Trump was a program that worked, that it kept thousands of migrants out of the United States and sifted through what they, you know, believed to be large numbers of fraudulent or illegitimate asylum claims and kept them out of the country. In reality, you know, this program as we know it now did not give a lot of people who were hoping for protection in the United States a true due process opportunity to make those claims in U.S. immigration courts.
So what is going to be different now that this program is being put back in place, that these asylum seekers will have to begin waiting again in Mexico rather than within the United States?
So during the previous iteration of MPP, Mexico actually made very little effort or expressed very little concern about the well-being of migrants and their plight in Mexico in this process. But with the second iteration, Mexico has actually been very forceful in pushing for more humanitarian protections for migrants as part of the negotiations between the Biden administration as well as the administration of Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico. So there are several humanitarian adjustments that have been made to the program that they hope will better protect migrants in this process. But again, even the UN's office, the International Office of Migration, will tell you that this is not a policy that they endorse. They're going to help. Many humanitarian organizations and NGOs have said they won't help. They won't help the Biden administration implement what they see as an inhumane program that cannot be made humane in any way. And so, you know, that's why I'm here now, possibly to see how this is all going to work, because there's a lot of questions and not many answers from the Biden administration exactly on what this will look like in real life.